In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady of Loreto. Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph Cupertino. Our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Joseph Cupertino, the saint we celebrate in the Franciscan order, is probably one of the two most famous conventual Franciscan saints, along with Saint Maximilian Mary Kolbe. Saint Joseph Cupertino was born at Cupertino in the Diocese of Nardo in the Kingdom of Naples in 1603. And St. Joseph Cupertino is probably made known because of the movie The Reluctant Saint, which is kind of a loosely based on his life, kind of tries to make a humorous story of his life. St. Joseph Cupertino was a simple man. He was not educated in school, in a formal education. His mother was kind of a difficult mother. She was quite hard on him. He went on to later say that his mother was his best novice master. She kind of was very strict with him, and she desired for him to find something in life. She wanted to help him to find a vocation that he could. And she recognized in him that he had a great love for God and a piety, and she directed him in the way of finding a vocation. And of course, he entered the conventual Franciscans. Saint Joseph Cupertino is also well known because of the saints who've exhibited the more extraordinary graces, the phenomenon. He is one who has exhibited the grace of levitation and bilocation. The biographers of St. Joseph Cupertino said he spent more time above the earth than on it. And so many times did he levitate. He levitated when conversations about holy things, or when he saw an image of Our Lady, or during Christmas Mass, during the singing of carols, he levitated. He levitated when he was finally ordained a priest. At the elevation of the host and of the chalice, it was a real elevation. He rose up into the air with the host and with the chalice in his hand. There's a story that one day a rich woman came, and of course, you know, with these extraordinary graces come extraordinary crosses. And everybody thinks, oh, what a great thing it would be to be able to levitate. But, you know, when you start exhibiting these extraordinary things, you start getting the attention of the officials of the church, and people want to know, is this from God or is this from the devil? And so he became, you know, he was investigated. People were suspicious of him, so he had to undergo many trials where they tested his obedience, tested him in many ways, and of course, just the attracting the attention of people, you know. Although it's probably not the same thing, but you know, a lot of these people who are celebrities today, when you have people flocking and wanting to see you, and it can become a great penance. But when they want to come and see you because of your renowned sanctity, or because you do something that is rather extraordinary, out of this world, you might say, to levitate, what a great cross it became for Saint Joseph, because he didn't want the attention on himself. He didn't want people to become so focused on these things. And so he was very mortified by that, just as, you know, like saints like Saint Padre Pio was very much mortified by the stigmata. He wanted the good Lord to take it away from him and wanted it to become just the invisible stigmata. You know, with other people, and those who are not truly saints, they would go around and show everybody these particular things. Watch this, you know, and they'd try and levitate. But obviously, levitation is not something, or any of these mystical graces are not something that we just do on command. It's something that God does through us. And this rich woman wanted to see St. Joseph Cupertino levitate, and she went there for that purpose. And St. Joseph Cupertino had the insight to know that that's probably why she was coming, and he didn't really want to see her. And they wanted to meet him in the church. And St. Joseph knew that if he went into the church and if he even glanced at the image of Our Lady above the altar, he would go into ecstasy. So as he went into the church, he did his best to try to not look anywhere near the sanctuary where the image of Our Lady was. But in speaking to the woman, he accidentally did look in that direction, and of course she got what she wanted to see, him rise up into the air and be drawn to the image of Our Lady like a magnet. What the levitation was to symbolize, of course, God doesn't work these things just to wow us or just to, you know, to excite our curiosity. He does these things to remind us, as levitation shows that, you know, it defies gravity. It's not a natural thing, it's supernatural. And what it is to symbolize and to represent is how detached St. Joseph Cupertino was from this world, so enamored with God and the things of God that he was not focused on this world, but truly had his heart and mind set on God in heaven. And when he started to think about God and to meditate on the things of God, it filled him so with so much love that his heart rose. And we say every time at Mass, lift up your hearts. Well, his heart really was lifted up, and it carried with him his whole body up into the sky because he was so drawn to God. You know, we talk about being dead to this world, to die this world. There are the way the Buddhists, you know, they try to die to the world by renouncing everything and treating the world as if it's evil. So that's how they try to die to the world. But that's not the way the saints die to the world. The saints look at the world not as something necessarily that is the world, meaning the created world, as a obstacle, but they see it as a stepping stone. All of creation, as St. Thomas More said, is an outstretched finger pointing to God. When St. Joseph Cupertino would look at a flower or something of God's creation, he saw God's imprint, and as the fathers and doctors said, you know, all of creation is the first gospel. It points back to the Creator, and how anybody today could be an atheist and look at the world, especially the stars and the universe, and think that there's no God, and to try to explain it away as just being an explosion of here or there, is a fool, as the scriptures say. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. But for St. Joseph Cupertino, all of creation was just a ladder which he rose up to heaven with. And especially as he got to the things that were closer to God, and especially at the saints and Our Lady, he would just take him up into rise up above the sky and into the, you know, wanted to get close to God in everything he did. Because God was his first love and the things of God. And so St. Joseph Cupertino reminds us that we too should not live for this world as if it's the only thing. When we see things, we should be using them to help us to get to heaven. They should not be an end in themselves, but rather a vehicle which takes us to God and to the things of God. And of course, Our Lady was his greatest vehicle because she is, as St. Bernard of Clairvaux said, she's that chariot that takes souls to God, like St. Elias in the Old Testament, that fiery chariot. Our Lady is that fiery chariot that will take you quicker to God than anything else. And so he had a great love for Our Lady and spread devotion to her. He wasn't far in his convent at Osimo in Italy from the shrine of Our Lady of Loreto, but he wasn't permitted to go there because of his notoriety and because the superiors didn't want him to go out into public very often. So Our Lady took him to Loreto. He bilocated, and she showed him showed him the little house of Loreto there. Our Lady gave him a special tour, which no one else got. And it's interesting that his devotion to Our Lady of Loreto is, and he himself, are both patrons of aviators. Our Lady, of course, because her house flew through the air and landed in Loreto. And of course, Saint Joseph, because he was truly God's aviator, Our Lady's aviator. He flew into the air whenever thinking of her and loving her. It just made him detach from this life. So although we may never levitate, and we must, though, loosen our hearts from the things of this world and allow the things of this world, with God's grace, we should look at them as being stepping stones to God, and that we should use all of created things in that way to help us to get to heaven, to rise from this earth. But because of original sin, we have the tendency rather to let them draw us back down to earth and weigh us down. Saint Joseph was truly the poorest man in this world because he had nothing that would hold him down to this world. Let us ask Saint Joseph and Our Lady in a special way that we too will become detached from whatever it is, whether it be something sinful or just some inordinate attachment to the things of this world, to our own, fear of letting go and letting God, whatever it may be that's keeping us from rising up to God quicker than we are. Then let us ask for that grace to be detached from those things, to cut those strings, as even St. John of the Cross said, that even, a little string around a bird's leg keeps it from flying. Well, that is what happens when we become too much enamored with this world. We need to ask God to detach us from these things which are passing away, and rather put into our hearts love for those things which are eternal and not passing away. That is truly what Saint Joseph learned in his life of prayer, and Our Lady taught him so well, that we too will become more conscious of our goal to get to heaven and how to get there, and not let this world be an obstacle, but rather a vehicle and a stepping stone to that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.